It's annoying. It's frustrating. It didn't feel like the Giants themselves had the same type of mentality that everybody had talking about this game. I mean, they played us in the beginning of the open of Thursday Night Football and talking about, something I said, if you're going to get the Cowboys, you got to get them now. The things that you were talking about, how critical this was to change the narrative for. I mean, that's what we were saying in the open of this game, and they didn't play like that. They didn't. Fourth and goal on the four to finally beat those guys, the hated Cowboys, and beating the snot out of you for years and years and years. Outscored you 84-17 last year, and you trot out your backup kicker to kick a 22-yard field goal. Be aggressive. Throw the ball into the end zone, and no one's going to sit here and blame you for it. Think we'd take any calls about, oh, you should have kicked a 22-yard field goal? No. They said, hell, that's the stuff you have to do to be aggressive. I mean, what do you have to lose? I mean, you're gonna. Nobody expects you to be good anyway this year. You're 1-3. Be aggressive.
I just think I think there's a point in time where a guy on the sideline is getting the feel of a game, and he doesn't want to come away with no points. Doesn't want to give the other team momentum. And we could sit here back and forth, and argue back and forth. You know, Brian Daboll's been a part of how many football games in his life?
Yeah, I know. But I.
And how many times has he had the opportunity to go for it? And last night he did go for it four times.
He did, but I mean, the one that was to me that just felt like okay, we're just here to hang around. We're not here to win. We're here to hang around and see what happens.
This is the thing that happens. If you get blown out, it sucks. And then, if you do get blown out, it's like, you got to at least give me a game. You got to be competitive. You got to look like you got fire in your belly. I actually thought, with the exception of the fact that the Giants couldn't run the ball at all, there were three plays where three different players dropped the ball, or two different players dropped the ball.
Yes.
And Wandale Robinson dropped two, and Malik Nabers dropped one. And if those three plays are made, we're not sitting here. Maybe the Giants are winning, 23-20, because I'm assuming they would have won for two after they would have scored a touchdown to take the lead.
Yeah, I just having them in your building with them reeling and dominating the time of possession, and to come out of that with a loss, and now you've got four straight games ahead of you where you're going to be an underdog. I don't know. When you're early on in the season, and you're the New York Giants, and you've got these opportunities to actually have some energy around your season, and you kind of you play like that. It's really disappointing. Disappointing.
Did you feel like the guys were slipping a lot last night?
Yeah, I did. Yeah, I
did. You also feel like we saw a number of lower leg injuries again?
Yeah, well,
especially
you had
on the Cowboys side.
You had the
Marcus Lawrence.
You had two concussion situations, obviously, with Nabers and Parsons, which has nothing to do with the turf. But you had those two. You had DeMarcus Lawrence. You had Zach Martin.
Yep. I think it was another defensive lineman for the Cowboys. Be interesting to see what the injury toll is on a short week and on that field.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, yeah, that's a story that's been going on for a while, and they haven't been able to figure that out. But, I mean, to me, you go from the energy that you got from the Cleveland Browns win, the victory over the Browns coming into this Thursday night game against your bitter rival, to now having all of that air out of the balloon again.
You know, here's where the frustration lies, I think, for the Giant fan. Since 2000, they've had five seasons where they have started their two home games to start that season where they have not scored a touchdown. And in back-to-back years, 23 and 24, it's the same thing. No touchdowns in the first two home games of the season. that's amazing
to
me.
Bad teams are bad teams, right? I mean, I don't know. I'm not Giants fans, but want them to do well. Want them to be a part of the discussion in the NFC East and in the conference. And I wanted them to win last night badly. And I felt like they had an opportunity, and it just shows you can't trust them. You can't. The energy that they are lacking was coming from the head coach. It doesn't seem like it is as much. Wink's not there. He had a lot of energy. I know Shane Bowen's defense has been pretty good, but it, and then you've got, you know, Huckleberry Finn as your quarterback. What are we doing?